Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is your local hospital equipped to treat children? Emergency rooms across the country have varying degrees of preparedness and are often not ready to handle the challenges of child-specific medical emergencies. To find out more about this and why this is the case, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Kate Remick, co-director of the National Emergency Medical Services for Children Innovation and Improvement Center. Doctor, good to have you with us here. So why are there so few emergency departments around the country certified as ready to treat these children?
Well, there is no universal requirement for pediatric readiness among emergency departments that call out the needs for children. But there's been a tremendous amount of work to try to help support these emergency departments to become more ready. Lots of efforts that are underway through national societies and through the Federal EMS for Children program. But it's a challenge because most emergency departments see a low proportion of children compared to adults.
So what kinds of, not knowing what kind of patient you are, what age the patient is going to be, I guess, into an ER, what kinds of different equipment and trainings do the ERs need to properly treat more children?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is really a systems issue. It's not an individual healthcare provider issue. It's about having the right equipment that's sized appropriately for children of all ages. It's about having immediate access to that. It's about practicing some of the more advanced or complex procedures and ensuring that the processes are followed on a regular basis to deliver the highest level of quality care and the greatest safety to those children.
Do you think anything is going to change then in the next decade when it comes to adapting to some of the equipment that's needed and some of the services needed in these hospitals?
Absolutely. I'm really quite optimistic. I think we now have data that demonstrates the importance of pediatric readiness on outcomes for children. And there's a tremendous amount of engagement and momentum in moving this forward, both from the level of healthcare providers and also from the national professional societies that are leading this.
I got to tell you, when I first read this, it kind of surprised me because I just assume when you go to an ER, they're ready for anyone and anything about this. So if you're a parent, is there a way that you should look up if your local hospital is ready to treat children or if there is a hospital in the area that might be better than another one?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not a public list that's available to direct parents accordingly. And I just want to iterate that the majority of children can be treated at the large majority of EDs. But the best approach might be to speak with your pediatrician about where is the most appropriate care when and if an emergency happens so that you can make sure you get your child there.
You said there isn't a map or a playbook of what hospital you should go to, but what about states? Are there certain states that have better overall preparedness than others?
You know, there are now about 20 states that have developed what are called pediatric readiness recognition programs, where hospitals can voluntarily apply to be recognized based on specific criteria related to pediatric readiness. And it does seem to impart a higher level of readiness for children in those states. But there are many states that are currently working on that, and I hope in the next 5 to 10 years we'll see more and more hospitals that are recognized as being ready for children.
Before we let you go, just to circle back what you were saying, checking with your children's doctor to see what hospital might be better others. Do you think most doctors, most GPs are familiar with that? That will have an answer? Or do you think they'll have to look that up?
Well, I think pediatricians will probably more than general practitioners, and that's because the American Academy of Pediatrics has been part of leading this effort to improve emergency departments for children. It is true that probably general practitioners, family medicine doctors may have to contact their state EMS for children partnership program to try to figure out a little bit more about what EDs are ready.
All right, doctor. Well, a great, good information, too. Didn't know about it, didn't even really think about it before this came up. Dr. Kate Remick, co-director of the National Emergency Medical Services for Children, Innovation and Improvements.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.